We now start the fourth parak of Maseches Kilayim, parak Dalav Mishnah Aleph 4:1. This parak, as well as the next three parakim, deal with the mitzvah of Kilay HaKerem, the prohibition of planting mixed species in a vineyard, that is to say, the prohibition of planting grains, tfu, or greens, yirakos, in a kerem, in a vineyard. And it actually has two very basic dinim that one has to keep in mind throughout the next few prakim. The basic rule is that one has to distance the planting of grains or greens from a vineyard, a kerem. And therefore, the question is, what is the boundary of a kerem? Again, think, just picture in your head, you have an open field, you have a series of grapevines growing there. The question is, within the grapevines is the vineyard. The question is, how far around those vines does the vineyard extend? And the answer is, provided it has the definition of a kerem, which we'll define later in the parak, the rule is that the periphery around those vines, extending out to 4 amos, is considered avodas hakerem, part of the work area of the vineyard, and that's part of the vineyard itself. And therefore, one may not plant grains or greens within 4 amos of the edge of where the grape vines are growing. That presumes that the grapevines have the status of a kerem. If they are just individual grapevines, 1 or 2 or 3 vines, and don't constitute a vineyard, that is individual grapevines, then the distance that one must separate between the vines and the other species, the grains or greens, is just 6 tfachim, which is 1 amah. Okay, so you have to keep that in mind all the time, that the distance we're talking about, if it's a halachically defined kerem vineyard, it's going to be 4 amos all around. And if it's not a kerem, then it's going to be simply a 6 tfachim, 1 amah distance. Now, as far as the scope of these restrictions of the mitzvah of Kilay HaKerem, 2 things to keep in mind that are fascinating. The first is the mitzvah applies only in Eretz Yisrael Midoraisa. That means we're only talking about the prohibition in the land of Israel. However, rabbinically, it's extended even outside of Israel. So this is quite uncommon. Usually, most mitzvahs that are agricultural are only applicable in Israel. However, because Kilay HaKerem is so strict, and the way it's seen as being so strict is that, unlike other prohibitions, if one does grow grains or greens together with grapevines, so then that which growed together, meaning the grapes and the grains and greens, are forbidden to have any benefit from their asur bahana. So that's quite unusual for the Torah. Most things are not that way. And therefore, the rabbis extended the prohibition of Kilay HaKerem even to Chutz La'aretz. The other thing is, it's quite fascinating when one is liable min HaTorah, by the Torah, for this violation. So according to the Rambam, and this is not really reflected at all in our Mishnayos, but the Rambam and many other Rishonim learn that the only time one is liable to receive malchus, actual lashes, for violating the prohibition, is if he plants 2 different species, in other words, kilay zroim, in an area that constitutes a kerem, a vineyard. So that is to say that if one would take an individual wheat kernel and plant it in a vineyard, he would not be liable for malchus. Rather, to be liable to get malchus, lashes in the Torah, one would have to plant wheat and barley together in a vineyard. So the way that's described in the Rambam and elsewhere is that you're not liable unless you plant a wheat and barley kernel together with a grape seed. So when those three go together with one throw of the hand into the ground, so what happens is you have a grape seed in the ground that makes the little mini kerem area, and then beside it you have kilay zroim, 2 different species growing together, and that's the violation. And if one would do that, he actually would be then liable twice, 2 sets of lashes, once for kilay zroim because you planted wheat and barley together, and once for kilay kerem because you planted wheat and barley, kilay mixture, in a kerem. The reason why it's understood that way is because the pasuk says, "Losizra karmacha kilayim," don't plant kilayim in your vineyard. So kilayim is a mixture of 2 species. Sounds like other than that which includes the grape in the area of the grape. So that's how the Rambam learns. That is not to say that it's not an isur Torah from planting an individual species of grain or green in a vineyard. It still be asur min haTorah according to many, including the Rambam. However, it's just not liable for lashes. So that's the parameters of the iser. So now you start the perek. The first case and the second case, actually, in this perek are unusual. Instead of saying the basic dinim, we start out with the questions of the karachas hakerem, a clearing in a vineyard, and the mechol hakerem, the periphery of a vineyard. So let's start one at a time. The karachas hakerem, the clearing in the vineyard, is a case where you have a large expanse of vineyard, and in the middle of that vineyard, you clear out an area where you intend to plant grains or greens. Now, this is considered more strict than the usual case of planting grains or greens beside a vineyard, because let's call it psychologically, when you have grains planted in the midst of a bunch of grapevines, even at a distance from the grapevines, it sure feels like you planted grains or greens in a vineyard. And therefore, the distancing requirements are much larger than usual. So the usual distancing would be, as I said before, simply four amos from where the grapevines end. But here, since you have grapevines on either side of your newly planted grains or greens, because you've had a clearing in the original vineyard, the distances are increased. So how much distance is required? So the answer is you need to distance four amos from the grapevines, let's say on the left, and four amos from the grapevines on the right, because that's the avodas hakerem, the work area that's required to service those vines. And then in the middle, you need to have an area sufficient enough that it's visually distinct, and that area is going to be based on the minimum size of a halachic sadeh, of a field. According to Beis Hillel, a sadeh can be as small as four amos. According to Beis Shammai, it must be eight amos in size. But both of them agree that because you have a vineyard on either side of this area where you're planting now, you're required to have a double measure, meaning not just the amount of space that you could plant a minimal sadeh, but you need double that space for two sados, two fields. And therefore, according to Beis Shammai, since the minimum size for a sadeh is eight amos across, I need a double measurement. You need to have an area of 16 amos, 2 times 8, not including the extra 4 amos on either side of the work area of the vineyard. So you have 2 times 8 is 16, plus the 2 fours on either side, for a total of 24 amos. That's the minimum distance you need to have between the vines on the left to the vines on the right of the clearing, in order to plant anything in that space. And once you have that amount of space, of 24 amos, according to Beis Shammai, then you would be able to plant as much or as little grains or greens in that newly cleared out section of the vineyard as you'd like, provided that they never get within four amos of the vines on either side, because those four amos perimeter around the vines are the avodas hakerem. According to Beis Hillel, the size of a sadeh is not eight, but four amos minimally, and therefore he, in principle, agrees that you need to have a double sadeh measurement, and since one sadeh is minimally four amos, the double measure would be eight amos, plus you need the four amos on either side, so you have eight in the middle, plus four on either side, so that adds up to a total of 16, four plus eight plus four, or four plus four plus four plus four is 16, so therefore Beis Hillel say you need to have a total of 16 amos of clearing between the vines on the left and the vines on the right if you want to plant anything inside that vineyard. And once you have those 16 amos, then you can plant as much or as little as you want in the clearing, the karachat, the clearing, provided that you leave a distance of 4 amos again from the vines on the left and the right, because that's the work area. Okay, so that's the first part of the Mishnah. Let's see it inside. It's actually very brief in the Mishnah itself. The Mishnah simply says, when it comes to the karachas hakerem, the clearing in a vineyard, that means, well, again, it was a vineyard, but you cleared out the middle section. Beis Shammai omrim esrim v'arba amos. Beis Shammai say you need to have a clearing the size of 24 amos minimally, as I explained before, 4 amos for avodas hakerem on either side for a total of 8, plus a double 8, which is 16 in the middle, 16 plus 8, 24. And Beis Hillel omrim sheish esra ama. Beis Hillel say, no, 16 will do. Again, 4 on either side for the avodas hakerem, the work area, and then a double 4 in the middle for a total of 4 plus 4 plus 4 plus 4 is 16. The next din in the Mishnah now is talking about the mechol hakerem. Mechol hakerem, it's actually not clear to me perfectly what the etymology of mechol is in any case, but it means the periphery around the vineyard. The case here is, according to this Tana, you have a vineyard and the vineyard is surrounded by walls. And since it's surrounded by walls, the vineyard is extends out, you know, visually, conceptually, beyond the usual boundaries. That is to say, since it's in a confined space, it seems like the full area of the vineyard extends beyond just the four amos of the work area, all the way to the wall, because it's a walled-in area. And therefore, we're going to say it's more strict than usual. And if you want to plant in this walled-off area that contains a vineyard, you have to distance not just the minimum four amos, but you need to have a more visually distinct area. And that visually distinct area is you need to have four amos from the vines, plus the area for a single sadeh. Again, Beis Hillel holds that's just four amos. Beis Shammai holds that's eight amos. And then you also need to have four amos from the walls. And the reason why is because it's not normal to plant close to the wall. And in the time of the Mishnah, people were particularly wanted traffic, foot traffic, to go close to the walls that are, you know, with shallow foundations as it was back then, to keep the ground strengthened and firm so that the walls shouldn't collapse. So therefore, if one were to plant near the walls, it's not really looked at as like a normal place to plant and doesn't make it sort of visually distinct. And therefore, if you want to plant in a mechol hakerem, the periphery around the vineyard that's surrounded by a wall, you'll need to have a distance of four amos from the end of the vines, plus four amos from the wall inwards, because that doesn't count, so to speak, plus an area of a sad in the middle, which according to Beis Shammai is eight amos. So 4 plus 8 plus 4 adds up to 16 amos. And Beis Hillel says, no, a sadeh is simply 4 amos minimally, and therefore you need 4 plus 4 plus 4, the bodas akarim, side of the sadeh, and then the distance from the wall. So Beis Hillel will say 12 amos is sufficient. Meaning, if you have a 12 amma area to plant, 12 amma is measured from the edge of the wall to the edge of the vines, so then you may plant grains or greens in that area, that mechol hakerem. Provided that, again, your planting can be as small or large as you want, but you cannot bring your grains or greens within four amos of the vines. So you could plant, in case of, if you had 12 amos, you could plant up to a total of 8 amos of grains or greens, extending, starting from a distance 4 amos from the grapevines, and extending all the way to the wall, if you so chose. The Mishnah says inside, mechol hakerem, when it comes to the periphery around a walled-off vineyard, so, Beis Shammai Omrim Sheshesra Amma, you need to have a minimum of 16 amos of empty space between the edge of the vines and the wall. And Beis Hillel Omrim Shtemesra Amma, no, 12 is sufficient. Again, 4 for the Vodas Hakerem, 4 for the minimum size of a Sadeh, and 4 distancing from the wall. The Mishnah continues, Ezu hi Karachas Hakerem. What is the definition of a Karachas Hakerem, a clearing in a vineyard? That's Kerem Shecharav Me'emtso. That means you have a vineyard that was destroyed in the middle of it, the clearing in the middle of a vineyard. Im ein sham sheshesha ama lo yavi zera lasham. If you haven't got a distance of 16 amos, then you may not plant anything there. Hayusham sheshesha ama. Once you have 16 amos of distance between the last of the vines and the wall itself, nos no avadaso, you provide the workspace for the vines, meaning four amos. Vizorea as a mosar, and you can plant everything from then on, all the way up to the wall, as much or as little as you like.